Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to What's Up at the Owl's Nest. Well, it's been a minute, but welcome back to the Harford Community College podcast. And today, who do I have here on the Owl's Nest?
Hello, all. My name is Jeremy Edwards, and I am an assistant director of dining services for Harford Community College.
And I am Brad Cox. I am the ticketing and marketing manager for Harford Community College.
Hello, everybody.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the Owl's Nest.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm very curious because HCC has this new cooking show, and you can find it on events at Harford Community College YouTube channel. And, you know, if you're that college student on the run or just that busy guy or girl, you know, you can follow along and make your own delicious cuisine. And you guys are here to talk to me about this show, Look Who's Cooking. So please take it away.
All right. So Look Who's Cooking was just an idea myself and various other individuals in our culture and events department, something to basically do during this COVID shutdown, you know, when things shut down, the school and a lot of activities, you know, shut down as well. So, you know, myself and the culinary services and catering department and, of course, the culture events department, we're just trying to figure out things we can do to, of course, keep ourselves busy, but also keep people intrigued at the goods and services that we do provide. So this was just a brainstorming idea that ended up turning into an actual live production, well, not live production, a pre-recorded production, and getting good reviews so far. So
yeah, great reviews. The idea was just to generate some content during the law, and I think that we're almost up to two seasons now worth of content.
Yes, wow, we have lots of episodes. Yes.
So when did we begin the show?
So it started, we started actually recording it in, I want to say, March, and the first episode came out in April.
Okay.
The first episode actually aired on April 28th and is going to keep continuing up until the 23rd of this month. So we have, let me see, 9 episodes so far for this first season.
Wow.
And another 9 episodes coming along in the second season, probably going to be airing around the beginning of fall when the school season starts back up.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'll be honest with you, I can't cook, not to save my life.
I'm right there with you.
So what's the skill level of this show? I mean, can anybody follow along?
As long as you can follow directions and read, you shouldn't really have a problem. I tell people when they're cooking in general, especially during this episodes, just to take your time, stay calm. And when it comes to cooking, even though you have directions, even though you have instructions, you don't necessarily have to follow them. But you have to have some type of basic food knowledge on how things are supposed to be cooked, what the temperature is supposed to be, or things of that nature. But even if you don't have that, you know, just simply following the directions is sufficient enough. I've had individuals that, you know, come to me with feedback saying, you know, I don't cook, I've never done this, but the way you explained it or the simplicity of the recipe was easy enough for me to follow. So whether you're a Michelin star trained chef or someone that knows how to microwave really well, you can really follow along with these recipes and be able to, you know, show off your skills.
Yeah, and at the start of each episode, there is a grocery list that is provided. So,
oh, cool.
So long as you can shop and you can listen and pay attention, you should have no problem making these dishes.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can shop, let me tell you. I got no problems, you know, shopping. And I'm pretty good at paying attention, so it sounds like anybody can do it.
Yes, and during this the demonstrations as well, I do give little tips of what to look out for, what to be mindful of, just so that you're not burning or undercooking or overcooking or things of that nature. So, you know, as long as you can follow along and, you know, have good listening skills, it shouldn't be an issue to recreate anything that's being shown on this demonstration.
Jeremy, talk to me a little bit, because this sounds so delicious. We've already had a couple of episodes. So what are some of these delectable cuisines that we've already prepared for the public?
Okay, so I'll just give you a rundown of everything that has been prepared, is going to be prepared for the first season.
Okay.
So for right now, we've done shrimp ceviche. We've done beer bread. We've done a vegan tofu breakfast scramble. We've done Tuscan chicken. We've done budget-friendly items like an instant ramen 2.0, like a more jazzed up, you know, higher leveled ramen.
Okay.
We've done some jackfruit carnitas, which will be airing soon, and that's basically a nice vegetarian option if you're trying to find something nice for Taco Tuesday and you need something for your vegetarian friends. That's also a great option as well. Also, we have crab cakes coming up because since we're Maryland, we have to have crab cakes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a slow roasted tomato and garlic spaghetti with shrimp. And these things tend to center around different techniques or different themes like date nights or international or budget friendly or even just things that you should know in the kitchen prior to even picking up a knife or a pan. So try to teach as well as entertain and provide people a different perspective on what to cook for tonight, you know?
Right.
That question always comes up, what do I cook tonight? And this is, you know, kind of a media or a way for people to find out, you know, things they can do for themselves and their families.
It's advocacy also. Yes. At the very same time, you're helping people learn mm-hmm. how to cook, how to prepare meals for themselves. Because really, you know, when you're that busy college student, you know, that busy guy or girl on the run, you know, or, you know, an adult, you know, I mean, my gosh, and as an adult, how many things do we have to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the list is endless, exactly. You know, so it helps people follow along and it gives them advocacy. And
yes.
I really love that because we are helping to enable people to cook for themselves.
Yes.
And, you know, especially if you're really busy and you're that college student, you don't have that kind of time. These sounds like, you know, things that you can do as long as, like you said, you just follow along with instructions and you shop.
Yes,
absolutely. Yes.
And then once you learn it, and if you one of those people that can memorize a recipe, because it could be one of those things you can show off. You're like, oh, I know this recipe that I can do. Or you can have that one trick that you pull out your bag to impress, you know, your date or your friends or whomever. That that's kind of what this demonstration is kind of aimed towards as well. Like, you know, trying to get people to be confident enough to handle themselves in the kitchen, but also you having that other thing that you can add to your repertoire of things that you prepare in the kitchen. Or you can be that person that doesn't know how to cook. Now you have a few things that you can easily throw together, you know, without, you know, even batting your eye, you know.
And it's basically promoting wholesome foods and actual meals.
Yes, as actual cooking.
As opposed to just grabbing snacks, because that's so easy to do
Absolutely.
Anymore. So many things have just, you know, tons of sugar, tons of salt in them. So, you know, if just to talk a little bit more about that busy student, you know, this is helping to educate the general public, mm-hmm. you know, who doesn't necessarily know how to cook or have the time to cook. So what are some healthier alternatives? Because there's vending machines in college dorms and in buildings, you know, and it's tempting, you know,
yes.
for that student, you know, who has to get to that next class. So what are some healthier snacks that students could eat?
Okay, so you can always gravitate towards fruits and vegetables. Those are always going to be key. You can, you know, even if you have grains and breads and carbs or even fats, you know, those things are good in moderation as well. Having a well-balanced meal is key. So whether, you know, you want to incorporate more fruits and vegetables on your diet, you don't have to omit meat and grains. You just have to portion them appropriately according to, you know, your, I guess, your body mass index or your size or how your age. Those things do take a effect as well. You know, I'm not a food scientist, but, you know, as we get older, we know we have to be careful what we put in our bodies. So you do have to consider that. But yes, fruits and vegetables are always going to be key. I will say when it comes to actually eating healthy, planning is also key as well. Like you said, people rarely have the time to prepare these things that they would like.
Right.
But if you want to eat healthier, meal prep, you know, if you want to make your salad for the week or your chicken for the week or things like that, you do have to find time to do so. And I know that's easier said than done, but
yeah.
You know, that is a better alternative than having to go to a quick fast food spot and grab something. And even if you do go to a fast food spot, try to lean towards the fruits and vegetables, things that have more fruits and vegetables. Chicken breasts tend to be a lower fat, lower calorie option as opposed to beef and pork, But even eating beef and pork in moderation is still okay. Physical exercise is always going to factor in, you know, how well your health is as well.
Sure.
Because eating well is only half the battle, but tends to be the hardest thing people go through because they use food for, you know, other things, you know, to help soothe pain, you know.
Right, emotional.
You've seen the cliche where, you know, girl gets heartbroken and eats a pint of ice cream. We understand that. We get it. But, you know, not only, you know, you have to try to create, you know, situations to have healthy eating habits, but, you know, of course, pre-planning your meals, gravitating towards fruits and vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables, even frozen ones you can still do. But yes, those things will work. For snacks, nuts, whole fruit, bananas. If you want to do protein, you do cheese, yogurt, you know, cottage cheese or things of that nature. Square cheese, string cheese, cheese and crackers. If you want to do sandwiches, you can definitely do sandwiches, but don't be afraid to put some lettuce and tomato on it or onion. Or if you want to omit the bread, you can have a lettuce wrap. You know, it's ways around it to incorporate more of those healthier things in your diet. You don't necessarily have to do a lot of omission, but adding more of those things will do you more benefit.
And just take those sugary snacks in moderation, right?
The sugary snacks, that's hard for me because I'm a sugary snack person.
I am as well, yeah.
And
the box
me.
Of cereal guy.
Yeah, I'm a cereal person. Yeah, cereal and pastries. But if you are going to eat those things, do so in moderation and don't forget to exercise. Because one thing about the pastries, it's the not only the carbs, but the fats that's in it as well. The carbs aren't really the big thing when it comes to pastries and things. It's the fats. You'll have the butters, the oils, the cheeses, things of that nature. That's the main issue that you got to worry about. So,
got a quick question because backdrop. You know, I love aesthetics, and I looked at some of the previous programs that are up on the YouTube channel, and it's a great setting too. Where are we filming this show?
So we're actually on campus. The Edgewood building has a, I guess, quote unquote, test kitchen. So it's a kitchen that's basically utilized for any culinary classes that they have on campus. So whether it's a baking and pastry class or a beer making class or a class on how to saute things, you know, that kitchen is basically utilized to teach an entire group of people in a classroom setting, but still meet the guidelines and codes of the that the federal government and the state put in place. So, you know, we still have to follow what the FDA and the health department says, but that is a perfect setting for those type of classes. So we utilize that because it was underutilized during COVID. So we figured that was the shiniest place we can go.
Well, it's working really well because it sets the tone.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be a cooking show, of course, if there wasn't any special guests.
Yes.
So who have we had anyone on this show as a special guest?
Yes. So we did have the president of the college, Dr. Teresa Felder. She identifies as plant-based, so that she actually came for our plant-based episode, which was the tofu scramble. And, you know, she helped participate in that, you know, even though, you know, I didn't require her to do any cooking or anything like that, but she was an assistant. She helped pass things along, and she did give her input and opinion about being plant-based, and you can get much more details on that episode. And you know, it was also a good introduction to the community and also to the college to our new president as well. So having her on board was a wonderful thing, and she was a good spirit when it came to that production.
And that was episode 3, correct?
That was our third episode, correct.
Okay.
And then also, we have Amanda Williams, who is also the SGA president. And she participated in one of our episodes that you see coming up, which is a jackfruit carnitas episode.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, she just basically introducing herself to the community and to the college as well, and just giving us updates as far as anything that's going on at SGA as well. So those are the only two we had so far. we can have other guests as well.
Sure.
But, you know, since this was new, we just wanted to, you know, get an introduction to those that also do wonderful things on this campus.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful thing that we're doing right here on the campus, where we're advocating for people to be able to cook for themselves and to provide for themselves, and to cook responsibly, and at the same time, these are lifelong skills that that people will never be able to forget. And that's one thing that we always preach here at Hartford Community College, is to learn and to stay curious.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I hope that your curiosity is piqued. The show is called Look Who's Cooking. I want to thank my very special guests, Mr. Brad Cox and Jeremy Edwards from the show, for coming on to talk to me about it. And fellas, anything else that you have going on, please, please let me know about for this show, and we can talk about it.
One thing I wanted to toss out there real quick, as you said at the beginning of the show, it is on HCC Events YouTube, but it's also going to be on Facebook, and that's probably the place that most people will see it first.
Yes.
Okay. So we're looking at it through Facebook and through YouTube.
Yes.
Excellent. So it's out there, and it's available.
Yes, sir.
It is.
I want to thank my guests, Brad Cox and Jeremy Edwards. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on to Owl's Nest.
Thank you.
You've been on the Hartford Community College podcast, The Owl's Nest. I've been your host, Matt Terry, and until next time, stay curious.